G20 Bulletin, with information on the group that is the main forum for international cooperation under the presidency of Brazil.
G20 member countries have achieved advancements in addressing various critical issues, including the restructuring of countries' debt, enhancement of cross-border payment mechanisms, and the establishment of a guiding framework for the reform of multilateral development banks. The second meeting of the Working Group on International Financial Architecture, convened in Brasilia, emphasized the priorities set forth by the Brazilian presidency of the group. Felipe Antunes, a member of the Brazilian Ministry of Finance, which, in collaboration with Banco Central do Brasil, coordinates the Working Group, elaborated on the significant implications of these discussions for the global economy. He says, the group's primary objective is to foster discussions among countries and forge consensus to reform international institutions. The aim is to create a global framework that operates more efficiently for developing countries and that addresses other diverse priorities. In assessing countries' debt, Ricardo Klinger from the Ministry of Finance describes the situation as challenging. Many countries are facing a difficult financial scenario worsened by the COVID-19 pandemic and recent conflicts. He says, in addition to this consideration, there's a pursuit of structural solutions aimed at improving conditions for countries. This effort seeks to address not only their current debt situation, but also to implement measures that prevent similar occurrences in the future. Marcelo Aragão, head of the International Department at Banco Central do Brasil, emphasized the importance of improving payment flows between countries and the global financial architecture. This enhancement reduces barriers, enabling investments to flow more smoothly and reach those in greatest need.
Muito da ênfase foi como interligar sistemas de pagamentos.
He says, the emphasis was largely on the integration of domestic payment systems to establish international payment networks. For instance, there's potential for our PIX system to be interconnected with analogous systems in other jurisdictions. Ivan Oliveira, Deputy Secretary of Sustainable Development Financing at the Ministry of Finance, suggests that multilateral banks have the potential to play a more significant role in attracting private investments for the ecological transformation of G20 economies. He says, Brazil has been actively promoting this critical debate, which is closely intertwined with the agenda of ecological transformation. This initiative links social progress with environmental responsibility. The group's representative clarified that the Brazilian presidency is committed to maintaining this debate on the G20 agenda to actively involve member countries in the discussion. This is Enrique Villamil reporting from the G20 newsroom in Brasilia.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between G20 Brazil and the National Radio Network. For more information, visit g20.org.